Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Down and Dirty Podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Celeste Moore. And I just wanted to welcome everybody to this episode of Talk Dirty to Me. But before we jump into this episode, I just want to thank everybody who has written a review and or left me a 5-star rating. The importance of that is pretty paramount because really what that does is gets the show, it allows the show to be up there in ratings where people will be able to see it more. And in turn, I hope that I'm helping someone out there take some nuggets from these shows. So if you haven't, go ahead and leave a review and a 5-star rating. Also, I just want to mention, don't forget to go to my website, celestemoore.com, sign up for my blog. I have blogs twice a month and I give a lot of information on dating and image and all sorts of stuff. So just go ahead and drop your email and you will get my amazing blogs that come out twice a month. As of now, I have taken 3 questions that you all have submitted, and I'm going to go ahead and answer them because I feel like a lot of people maybe feel embarrassed or are not sure. And you know what? This is a judgment-free zone. I want to be able to talk about everything from sex and dating relationships to image. And I really kind of want to lay it out there on from obviously my guest point of view and their expertise, my expertise and what I offer. But this leads into the first question I have tonight. And my question is from Steve. And his question is, what is the complete process working with you from beginning to end? Okay, so that's a really great question because I don't know if I've ever really jumped on here and really explained what I do. So I am a certified first matchmaker, image consultant, and a dating coach, but I do not actively matchmake, but I have the knowledge of what it takes to really kind of meet your perfect other person. So when somebody contacts me, they go through a process where they answer a bunch of questions. And then like a good 5 to 6 questions. And this helps me kind of gauge to see if we were possibly a good fit. So I'll jump on a quick call. There's a couple other questions that I may ask. And going from there, let's just assume that you're a good fit. Mostly my clientele is men, but I do see women as well. It's an age range of late 30s to mid 60s, I want to say. So typically my client is either been married, divorced, or in a long relationship and is looking to date again, and or they've been married to their career and now they really haven't focused on dating and maybe don't know how to flirt, don't know how to date. What do I say? What do I do? How do I dress? And so we kind of address all of the situations. All of my clients are customized, right? All of the services that I provide. But I want to say it's about 3 months to really get the full experience. So after we figure that you're a great fit, what I do is I ask you to do a little bit of homework for me. We kind of start out with the image side of things. I want to know where you live, what your lifestyle is, the type of job, maybe someone who's famous, what do you admire about that person? If maybe you're like, oh, I really like this person's look. And so I find out a lot of information on kind of your goals and where you want to be in the next 3 months. We start out with, first and foremost, a color analysis. And a color analysis is where I drape you with colors of different seasons, if you will. And within those seasons, basically, I decide whether or not you are going to pull warm or cool colors. And I look at your hands, your eyes, your skin tone, your hair color, and I determine based on those and being in the right sunlight and so on and so forth, whether you're pulling warm or cool. And then we move on to basically the season that's best for you based on your personality. Also, again, your hair color, eye color, and your skin tone. And even the pigment in your hands can determine whether or not you can wear high chromatic colors. And what that means is whether or not you can wear more pigmented colors, brighter colors. And the whole purpose behind this, right, is when you meet someone, whether or not you're meeting them on a date for the first time or you're going to a job interview, you want to wear colors that complement you, but also aren't the focus of the attention. So when someone doesn't have the proper color, let's say you're wearing yellow. Everybody can wear yellow. Everybody can wear red. Everybody can wear every color, but there are shades and hues and cool or warm colors within that, within the colors. So let's say yellow, you're wearing yellow and you're wearing the wrong shade of yellow. Say you pull warm colors and you're wearing a cool yellow. Now, why does this matter, right? Well, what happens when you wear the wrong color for your skin is it can pronounce, maybe you have dark under eye circles. Maybe it enhances your wrinkles. Maybe it makes you look paler, makes you look like you are sick. It takes the pigment naturally out of your lips. So all of these are not good. But also, wearing the wrong color can send a message that where if I'm having a conversation with you, all I can think about is that color. Instead of looking at you and focusing on the words that you're saying, I can't stop thinking about that color. So that's one reason, and really the big reason why color analysis is so big. But there's also color psychology. So color psychology, based on the color that you wear, sends a message, every color. And within 3 seconds, and it happens so fast. The first thing that we notice when we see an object, a person, is color. And when you see that color, then that sends a message. So really, the color analysis for personalized color analysis is something that's really, really important. And I do a whole draping, figure out those colors for you, and then we can proceed to what I call style body analysis, where based on your figure, based on your body style and type, what clothes will look best on you and why. And so I educate you on these things so that going forward, you're not always going to need me. And then at the same time, we go through, based on your goals, based on what you're looking to do, we go through your closet, what you have, what you don't have, what are some missing pieces, so that finally at the end, when I go shop to fill those pieces, we have what I like to call a capsule wardrobe, or wardrobe in which you can use a piece of clothing in multiple outfits. So we create multiple outfits so that you have, say you have one sport coat, but you can wear that in 5 different ways, so on and so forth. And I really also focus on the fabrics, because certain fabrics and certain cuts are better on certain body types, and also your personal style. So your personality also has a play in the colors and the fabrics and the cut of your clothes. So it's really fun. It's really fascinating. I absolutely love that part of my job. I love every part, but this is so fun for me. It's like I'm like a little girl in the candy store, and I just want to try everything and put everything on you and let's see. And I love to show you what it does for your confidence, how you feel when you put on that suit that's fit perfect for your body, that's the right color. I mean, there's such confidence through wearing the right style and fit and colors. And it's just something that should be easy. You should be able to go into your closet. Here's your work clothes. Here's your date clothes. I love to set up the closet so that it functions really well, so that you don't go in there after the shopping and the colors and you just like look at it and you have this blank stare. I want to set you up for success. That's the point of all of this. One is to, number one, build confidence. Two, I want you to know that through this process, your authentic self will also be in play. Okay, I don't want to take away who you are. I just want to refine you and create the best version of yourself so that you can go get that partner out there, so that you're just literally walking around doing your thing and you are just drawing attention because you are confident in your clothes. You are confident knowing that you look good, you feel good. That is huge. So that is what women are attracted to, men, right? We want to know that you've got your life together. And one way is through the external. So also as an image consultant, body language, being able to read body language, being able to have the proper body language when it comes to dating is so important, because I am sure that you have gone on dates before where someone would nod their head or smile and you would think this date is going fantastic, right? This is like hook, line, and sinker. She is we're going on a next date. But meanwhile, her arms are crossed, her legs are crossed, or maybe her legs are actually facing the door. Okay, these are all signs that she is not into you and she is closed off for whatever reason. Okay, that's why being able to read signs is very important. So I love to educate, I love to coach. And after we do the whole image part, I want to sit down and talk to you about what it is. Where do you feel that you are struggling? Everybody has their own reasons why they're not successful at dating. They haven't been successful, you know, and some people's journey is a little bit longer than the other, and that's okay. There's no right or wrong. I'm here to guide you to be confident, to tell you the things that I know and that I'm experienced in, so that you can have your person. And I think there's so many different ways in which we can take the coaching. There's just so many things that can be talked about and touched on. I teach on dining etiquette, dating etiquette, what to say, how to pick her up. I also have clients that have been married for a long time and want to date their wife again. They don't even know how to go about that. So obviously we go through the whole image part, and then we kind of get into maybe there's some necessities in spicing up their sex life, their love life. How do I rekindle those for you? How do I help you be able to get the juicy parts back, right? Who doesn't want to have great sex? But okay, I've been with this person for 20 years and I'm kind of bored. Communication is key. And I really educate on that as well. So there's so many different avenues. There's so many different ways that I customize my services for my clients. But I want to say typically it's 3 months. And coaching can be once a week or every other week, depending on your schedule. And I even educate on, like I said, dining etiquette. So I do mock dates. So what we do is, you know, we talk about what you would talk about on a mock date. And if we meet in person, I even see how you are in the restaurant or the coffee shop or whatever type of date that you decide to make. Kind of sit down and evaluate, like, okay, maybe this is where you're turning off, you know, your potential dates. Maybe this is where you need to kind of step in and have a new approach. So look, I am here to prepare you for your best version of yourself, to be who you are, to be confident in who you are. And it's okay, because nobody wants the same person, right? Nobody wants to have the same experience as everybody else. That makes zero sense. Everybody is unique. And there is someone, at least a few people out there for you. So let's get out there. Let's get you ready so that you can have successful dates. And hopefully you won't have to date as long to find your person. That's the ultimate goal. So great question. Thank you for that, Steve. And I hope I answered that. And I know that there are just so many different ways and experiences. So maybe if anybody wants to chime in and ask a little bit more detailed, like, what would you do if XYZ, this is what I needed, how would we go about it? I'm so down to answer that. So my next question is from Caden, and he's asking me, why should men always pay for the dates? Why can't she pay if she offers? Ooh, okay. So this is controversial, and I'll tell you why. I educate and I teach my men clients to always pay for the date. Definitely first, definitely second, third. And I'll tell you why. It's not that she can't pay at some point, right? If she really, really feels like she wants to take you out one night, maybe a birthday, or just feels like she wants to participate, okay, later down the road. But why does this matter? Because what it's doing, it's showing that you are a man in the relationship. You are a place of providing. You are a place of being where a woman can just relax and enjoy. It doesn't have to think about planning the date. Where are we going? I mean, here, you give her a couple options because that's really important. And you also plan the date closest to her, because you ultimately, these are the things that men do. You're a gentleman. So you do all these things and you pay, even if she makes more money. Okay. I know that the younger generation might have an issue with this. And well, I don't coach younger generation. And even if I did, I would still have these values, because it shows her, you can handle it. You can take care of this. And in return, you know what? She can relax. She is able to be a little bit more in her feminine and just get to know each other. It should be like the last thing that you guys are talking about. Not that she can't. Just like she can open her own door, just like she can pull the chair out for herself, but because you're a gentleman and because you should do that because you are a man and a gentleman. Okay. I hope that answered the question, but I know I'm going to get feedback and I know I'm going to get people that don't agree with that, but oh well. Okay. So I have a question from Jessica. Jessica says, my husband does not know how to dress after losing 50 pounds. He still sees himself as larger than he is. And how can you help him here? Well, Jessica, I want to say thank you for sharing that. I know that's a really vulnerable position to be in, because it's great that your husband lost 50 pounds. I think it should be celebrated. I also think that what happens when someone is a certain weight for so long, maybe they've worn the same size clothes for so long, you have this image when you look in the mirror. It's almost like you still see yourself as 50 pounds heavier. And sometimes it takes a long time for them to kind of gradually like look in the mirror and like, oh, wow, well, I'm really not that. Because it's just like anything, right? It's just like a new habit. It takes 21 days of consistency. It takes a while for the brain and our eyes to kind of correlate that you've lost that weight. So I would just tell him to continue to be proud of himself, look himself in the mirror and just say, damn, I look good. Like, keep it up, whatever he's doing. But some positive reinforcements is always going to be a great thing. And the next thing on top of that is really getting him fitted in the right clothes. Because once he is not wearing his 50 pounds larger clothes, which I don't think he's gotten new clothes, he's still going to see himself, even if he's swimming in those clothes. So it's really important to get clothes to fit his body properly. He's going to feel so much better. He's going to definitely feel slimmer. So that's going to hit his brain and eye, like that's going to hit his brain faster, if you will. He's going to realize like, okay, I'm not that big anymore. And if you don't know how to start that process, give me a call. Let's jump on a quick call and see how I can help you with that. And if not, check out some of my blogs. I give some great information, but making sure that everything's in alignment will build that confidence, because he should have that confidence. He should feel really great about achieving such a big goal. So not only does that say that you're driven and motivated and care about your health, but it's also saying that I'm going to build that confidence back up so that I can feel sexy and feel desirable again. So thank you for that. That's a really great question. And those are my three questions for today, everybody. I know that they were kind of all over and I have so much more information to talk about, but don't forget, I love to answer these questions. If I have a little more niche down question, then I think it's a little bit easier for someone to kind of grasp. But for jumping on, I hope that helped. I know that I have some juicy sex questions next time, so stay tuned. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Come and hang out with me on Instagram at CelesteMoreImage. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I always love hearing from you all. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, CelesteMore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.